Okay, and we will officially begin. So, wow, it's February already. I'm always sort of amazed. It may not be February 3rd in Thailand, but it's February 3rd here. And this is a call to introduce this practice of turning your writing fear into a portal of love and unleash your creative power. And I'm so grateful to you for being here and those of you who will be hearing the recording. And, you know, I was alluding to before we started this recording, but for me, this work that I offer of holding the space for women to come together and honor their voices, claim their voices, and both move through and transform the fears that come up, it's very sacred work for me. Catherine was saying just, you know, when she first got on the call and was introducing herself to me, that she's had this pattern of, you know, stopping and starting with writing. I want to write, I get inspired, and then the fears come up. And honestly, I had two sessions with private students today, both of whom I've been working with for, one for a little bit, one for quite a while, and that came up in the conversation. You know, it's just, and I think when that comes up for a lot of us, this longing to write and then sabotaging or stopping and starting or the fears, that there's a reason for it, and it's not, the reason is not that something is wrong with you. It's not that it's your fault. But it's that writing is very potent. And at this time on our world, in our evolutionary journey of life on planet Earth, for women to claim their voices is both incredibly important because, you know, as I don't have to tell you, I mean, we all know how much is at stake in life on Earth right now. And women bringing their voices forth feels like can be so much part of the solution of returning our world to one that truly supports life for everybody. And this wound of women's voices being silenced, this collective pattern of fear, is so much of what needs to be healed. So that you're here willing to look at both your desire to write and what gets in the way, I feel like has the potential to be healing for you individually. I mean, it all starts with you, so of course I want it to be healing for you individually. And it has ripples for healing our world. And really, you know, this is my sacred work. And so I really appreciate you being here, showing up. And I know that it's always a risk. I mean, it's a risk to come to a, you know, a free call with someone you've never met before. But it's a risk, especially when the call has to do with writing. So I just want to honor you for showing up. And we're going to go on a journey together. And I want to start by really offering a prayer, because I feel like we're doing this, yes, for ourselves, we're doing this for you, and we're doing this for all women. As you know, there are women in this world who couldn't even imagine being on a call like this. Their voices are so silenced. And the beautiful voice of our earth, which needs to be heard, the truth of what's happening on this world, the human and non-human voices. When we honor our own creativity, we're honoring the great spirit of life, and that is what we need to honor, I feel, to restore balance to our world. So I would just like to take a moment before we go deeper to offer a prayer, a silent prayer, from my heart, and if you want to offer anything from your heart, that all women's voices be free. that you receive some gift from this call that helps you to free your own voice, and that the work that we do here really be offered in the spirit of all women's voices rising, all women's voices being free, and for the spirit of life on earth to be free, for life to thrive, for everyone, human, non-human, for all life on this beautiful planet Earth. Take a deep breath. Receive that. And take a deep breath to also just really help yourself arrive here into this space. I want to briefly introduce myself and say a little bit about why I'm offering this call. So again, I am Deborah Seidman. I'm the founder of Women's Voices Rising for Life on Earth. And I'm honestly very excited to be offering this teaching about turning your writing fears into a portal of love and unleash your creative power. And I'll say just a little bit about how it came about. I have been teaching writing workshops for women for almost 20 years. A lot of that, you know, in person, and for the past about 5 years, I've been offering this work via teleclass, which has been quite powerful. And I've also been working privately with women as a writing coach for many years, and also healing my own relationship with my own writing for a long time, because this process originally got developed from me healing my own deep fears and terrors. I was a little girl who wanted to be a writer from the time that I was very young. And when I started getting praise for my writing when I was pretty young, and that praise terrified me. I mean, I couldn't have said at the time that it terrified me, but basically I stopped writing. And then I had my own pattern of stop, start for a long time, which I did not understand at all. Because it was the thing I wanted more than anything was to be a writer, but I kept sabotaging it. And the sabotage got so painful, but again, I didn't understand it. I didn't have the language for it. I didn't have the tools for it. But I kept returning to wanting to write. When I was in my late 20s, my best friend, who was 27 at the time, died of cancer. And quite quickly, like she was diagnosed in March and she died in November, and I was with her at the appointment where she was diagnosed, and I was with her when she died, and her death had a big impact on me. She was a woman who was dedicated to her own healing. She was an incest survivor, and she, through her own healing, she was in school to be a therapist, to be a social worker. She was dedicated to helping other children who'd been abused. But she was also a dedicated artist. She was a singer and a performer. And, you know, through her healing, she brought her own voice into the world. And so after her death, it was like something in me woke up again. I had been away from writing, but my desire to write hadn't stopped. And I joined my first writing workshop as an adult. And, you know, I was like always the one in the quaking silent voice who was it was a group where we wrote in person together and we read what we wrote. And I was always the last one to read. And I was terrified. But I stayed with it and stayed with it. And as I'm sure most of you know, when you have something that catalyzes you, you know, like the death of a young person, you know, it really woke me up to move closer to this dream of mine that I had been so scared of. And so slowly, I kept inching my way, you know, I kept showing up every week and writing, but I was still very scared. But I stayed with it, and I eventually went to an MFA program where I was still very scared to be a writer, to be seen. But from those early writings came the material that turned into my first play, which actually won an award and was produced professionally in New York. And again, on the opening night, I was terrified. And so the play, you know, it was really well received. It was produced a couple weekends, part of this contest, this festival, won this award, but it didn't go any further. And I was, you know, both kind of devastated because it was like I wanted this success, but at the same time I was terrified of being public. And around this time, I had also been invited to lead writing workshops for women trauma survivors. And it was a situation where I had this incredible supervision, and I began to really get an education about trauma and women. And so I was both seeing the women in my workshops have their lives be transformed by writing, and it was really inspiring and moving. But I was also finally coming to understand more about my own sabotaging my own writing and my own terror and how it had to do with my own history of trauma. So that experience of teaching writing workshops for trauma survivors really, and sort of that coincided with the opening of my play and my terror, really began my journey to really understand what it was that stopped me. And in the course of that, what was stopping so many gifted women. And I saw that we had to have the courage to look at the fear, and that the fear always had a reason, and it was often related to trauma. And sometimes the trauma was, you know, known and very personal, but there's also this collective trauma that keeps women silent, because we're dealing with a history of thousands of years of women being silent. We're at this transition generation where, yes, many, many women's voices are moving out in the world, but lots of us still carry in our bodies this lineage of, you know, whether it's witch burnings or women being, you know, people literally being killed for having a voice. So this acknowledging the fear and being willing to look at it in relation to how it stops our own creativity has been a journey that I've been on for a long time. And, you know, and I began to heal, and things have changed. Like, but it took a while. But just in the past few years, this play of mine that had this, you know, initial success in New York, but then my own fear, I think, you know, kind of kept it from going further. Through this journey of my own healing, and then through really without any effort of mine, it's gotten this another life in the world, and it's been produced in the past year in New Mexico. And I won't say that I wasn't at all afraid when I was, you know, once again in this opening, but it wasn't a terror. I was nervous, but it sort of felt like more like a healthy, more kind of normal nervousness, you know. And I think you probably, you know, there's a difference between really being terrified and having some normal level of, you know, the vulnerability. So I see how my life has changed through my own healing. And I also, you know, everything I've learned has gone into my teaching and my private work for many, many years. And in this past year, I began teaching this program, Women's Voices Rising for Life on Earth, specifically to have a writing program that very specifically addresses this fear. Because I've seen over and over again, as I've said, you know, how big the fear can be for me, for women I work with, for women, you know, colleagues of mine, my writing friends, and like with me, you know, for many people I know and many of my students, it's not just fear, it's terror. And yet this issue of fear is almost never addressed in writing programs and writing classes. If it is, it's, you know, maybe given a kind of lip service, like you should get over this fear. So I began this teaching this program, Women's Voices Rising, specifically to address the fears that arise, because I know that these fears block so many gifted, intelligent women whose voices we really need. And because I feel that every woman needs her voice. And this is equally true whether she's writing for her own self or for thousands. I believe that we need our voices to keep us connected to what matters, and that women's voices matter to the health and future of our world. So that's the history of what brings me to this call today. And this call is to introduce one of the teachings that I've developed in this past year of teaching Women's Voices Rising. And as I said, it grows out of, you know, many, many years of working with women writers and fear and trauma. But this specific practice of turning your fear into a portal of love. So I want to just pause and, you know, I've just said a lot, just see if there's any questions, any comments, if what I'm saying makes sense to you, you know, so far.
I understand everything. Actually, it really resonates with me personally, so I understand what you're saying.
Great. And that's Catherine?
Yes, Catherine.
Great. No, it's...
Yes.
It's just, you know, when I'm working with in person, I get to see your faces responding when I'm on the phone. It's just nice to know. So great. Anybody have any questions or anything that doesn't make sense of what I've said thus far?
No, this is Angela. I'm the same with Kevin. Everything you said just makes perfect sense and really resonates with me as well. And it's kind of exactly where I'm at in my journey as well. So I'm so glad to you.
I'm glad to hear.
This is Joanne, and I'm looking forward to the alchemy of how a fear, the gateway, or an opening. Wow, that's huge. I thought it meant there was a wall.
Joanne, your phone was really breaking up, and I honestly didn't hear what you just said.
I don't know what that is.
Sounds like somebody turning pages or something.
Yeah, is somebody turning pages?
Yeah, it does. Oh, I'm sorry, it's me.
Okay.
I will stop. My apologies.
Yeah, you know, when we're on the teleclass, like the background noise sometimes really comes up loudly, and I'm sorry. Joanne, would you try again to say what you said, because I just missed it completely.
Okay. Well, I was saying that everything you're saying makes perfect sense, and I'm leaning towards you, leaning into the like the magic or the alchemy that a fear, which totally looks like a wall, a trap, is going to morph itself and become a portal or a gateway. Oh, my God. I just have to wait on you. I just wait for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm breathless in the face of it. Like, it's just like a thought I've never had before.
Yeah. Well, great. Thank you for articulating that, because that is the magic and the unexpected magic. And, you know, and I will say for me, you know, I'm someone who, I mean, all my life, fear has, like, stopped me. I mean, one of my early poems that I wrote years, you know, a long, long time ago was about fear. I mean, it's just like I have been, it's almost like I was defined by fear and by being stopped by fear. So when I discovered this, you know, it's huge, and it is a kind of magic and alchemy. I'm gonna say a little bit more right now. I mean, in a few minutes about this whole process. So I'm not gonna, because that's what I'm gonna talk about is, you know, how this fear becomes this portal. So I won't respond anymore, but you'll hear the response. But yeah, thank you for naming that. It's kind of, you know, it can feel counterintuitive, but that's why this process can be so profound.
Yes.
And, you know, I've talked a little bit longer than I anticipated, and I was planning this call for an hour. We might go a few minutes over. I just wanted to check in. How is that with each of you?
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with going a little over as well.
Okay. Or, you know, respect your time. But I wanted to offer, as we move deeper into what this call is all about, a visualization to kind of bring us together and really connect with the larger circle of women's voices rising. I'd like to invite you to connect with your breath, really as if you're breathing all the way down into your feet. It helps if you can have your feet so that they're planted flat on the floor or the ground below you, so you really feel a solid connection in your body with your feet and the support that's under you. I find that especially when we're on these calls, it's easy to get a little ungrounded. And it's not just on these calls, it's kind of our life today. It's easy to get ungrounded. But it's so important to connect with writing, to really be grounded in your body. So please bring your awareness to your breath and really sink your awareness down into your feet. Sink down in your feet as if you're reaching down to the earth that's below you, as if you had roots in the bottoms of your feet and you're just planting yourself deep in the earth. And connecting with your breath. And so again, just start to feel this circle on this call. And then imagine there is a larger circle of women that you're part of, that we are part of, standing shoulder to shoulder, arm in arm, hand in hand. All colors, all races, all shapes and sizes and ages, spanning the globe, supporting each other and supporting you, this circle, to claim your true voice. Imagine you're a part of this circle of women that spans the globe. And these women care about each other, about the earth, about life, about you. Imagine you are in this circle and it is supporting you right now. And it could support you every time you sit down to write or stand up to share your writing with the world. And you are supporting other women in this circle. That's a vision of what I have is possible. And that's part of what Women's Voices Rising is all about. So I'll just say briefly that Women's Voices Rising is a 7-week teleclass that I teach. I'll be starting another section of it next week. There's one at this time, and then there's one on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific. At the end of this call, we might have time for you to ask questions about this program, and there's also a, you know, sort of some special offers for if you're on the call today and interested in the program. But this teaching, this turning your writing fear into a portal of love so that you can unleash your creative power, is one of the teachings that's part of this class, Women's Voices Rising. So, okay, so let's go more deeply into this fear. And as Joanne said, it's like, how do we do this? You know, what's the alchemy that turns this fear into a portal of love? So why is it important to talk about fear? And what do I mean when I say turn your writing into a portal of love? You know, fear, we have a lot of fear in our culture, right? And we hear things about it sort of in popular culture. I don't know if these things apply to, you know, living in Thailand, but here in the U.S., like, people will say, you know, feel the fear and do it anyway, or fear is false evidence appearing real. So I heard something brilliant the other day from this wonderful teacher, Neil Donald Walsh, that he says fear is feeling excited and ready. How about that? But but all these things about fear, you know, I mean, there's a lot of truth in all of it, right? I'm not here to say, you know, I disagree with any of those statements. But most important, I'm not here because I want you to feel the fear and give up. The fear comes up to stop you, but it's sitting on top of the very reason why you shouldn't stop. So this is not about fear being the end of your writing dreams or fear being the ultimate truth, fear being the reason to forget about your book or your blog or forget about what's important to you about your own writing practice. It's not about giving up. But, you know, as I said earlier, I have given up. I mean, for years I gave up. I sabotaged my writing, not because I wanted to, not because I understood anything about fear, but because fear was mastering me. Fear had a hold on me. And this has been true with so many women I've worked with. You know, I hear over and over again this version of sort of doing anything but getting to the writing. Or, you know, starting and stopping, beginning and then pulling way back. And very often we don't recognize that it is fear that stops us. As I said, you know, when I was young and I wanted to write and I started getting this praise and I stopped, I hadn't a clue that it was fear. I mean, I was, you know, 10, 11, I'm not, you know, I didn't have any language for fear. I just knew that I got praise and I stopped writing. But sometimes you do know that it's fear. I mean, we're adults, you know, here, and so sometimes we're very conscious that it is fear, and sometimes it's palpably, you know, makes itself known to you as fear. But fear also has many faces. And sometimes it sounds like, you know, oh, my God, you know, I'll never be as good as, you know, fill in the blank, some writer who I admire. Why should I even bother? So sometimes fear kind of stops your confidence, stops your belief in yourself. You know, sometimes the fear is just, oh, my God, I've got so much to do, and, you know, how can I even think about writing? And, you know, that might sort of easily say, well, you know, you're busy. But the truth is, I think you know that when you are really, like, in love with someone or something, you always find time to, like, if you're newly in love, a new relationship, you're going to find time to be with that person. If you love something in your life, you have time. And all these excuses, they fall away. So, yes, there's, you know, practical things to look at about, you know, carving out the time to write. But if you're struggling with finding time and you really just consistently don't find the time, then underneath that is almost always some version of fear. But so here's the thing that I want to know, want you to know, is that, you know, I'm talking about these things, but as I said earlier, it's not that I want you to come away from this call feeling like, oh, I'm afraid there's something wrong with me. It's if this fear is stopping you, and if you truly want to write and you're not, the reason why is important. And here's the thing. To write is a great act of courage. It's a great act of intimacy with your own self. So if you are afraid, you know, the first thing I want to say is, all right, why shouldn't there be some fear around writing? Writing really is courageous. And to break through silence is courageous. So if you have obstacles that come up, let's say that they are a beautiful sign that you're moving towards something that's risky, that something in your heart wants to move forward. And if you are not writing when you want to be writing, what's probably going on some level is that the part of you that wants to keep you safe is the one that's in charge, meaning that some part of you is just saying that safety is the top priority and that anything is safer than writing and that to write exposes you to so much that's risky and intimate that so in the end you're going to do anything to keep yourself safe, even if that means you won't write. So, I mean, the tragic, you know, sad thing is that safety can just, you know, silence you, and ultimately that safety, which is originally a part of you that wants to protect you, you know, it becomes a problem because it's keeping you safe at all costs. But this is why I feel it's very important that when obstacles arise, it's important to pay attention and not judge and not blame and not feel like, well, gee, I'm sure a failure because I'm not riding, or, you know, I'm a failure because these fears come up. No. You have a lot of courage to even want to write. And if fear is getting in the way, there is an important reason why. Because as writers, people who want to write, want this creative expression, I feel that we have to have a different approach to fear. Because as I said, on some level, the safety is always going to win when it comes to writing, because writing itself is such a vulnerable act. And so this is really important. As writers, we need our vulnerability. It's part of what allows us to go to those deep places inside ourselves and bring up treasures. It's what allows us to be real and say things in our writing that often can't be said out loud. So how do we honor our need for safety when we write? How do we recognize that it's safety that we need and create the conditions so that the most vulnerable part of us feels safe enough to actually write and not run away? So that's what we're here to explore. You know, one of the teachings in Women's Voices Rising is that our fears actually contain tremendous energy. They are sitting right on top of great power. But we only have access to that power if we accept the very delicate nature of what this fear really is and why it exists. So fear can be a doorway, a gateway to real, true, deep transformation, but you won't get that creative power and freedom that you seek if you pretend that that door isn't there, pretend that the fear isn't there, or if you seek to just kind of push through, you know, knock down that door. So how do you approach and then walk through this doorway called fear so that your vulnerability is intact and available to you as one of the sources of your writing? So this process is all about that, right? And how do you turn your fear into a portal of love? So what's a portal? The dictionary says it's a doorway or an entranceway, often a kind of imposing one. And one of the first steps in cultivating a different relationship with your fear is to be willing to see it as a doorway, a portal, an entranceway. And to do that, you need to actually start to become very good at recognizing how fear shows up in relation to your writing, so that you start to develop yourself as a witness. So I'd like right now to get you started to think about your writing and how fear shows up for you. Look for obvious ways. Also look for more subtle ways. Maybe some things I've said have touched upon things that you're recognizing. Oh, this is how it shows up for me. Think about the negative voices that come up in your head when you want to write. That's one face of fear. Think about what gets in the way. And right now I'm gonna be quiet for a couple minutes, and I'd like you to just think about this and write down what comes up for you. And it can be just a list, it can be, you know, just phrases, it can be full sentences, but just take a few minutes to write down what comes up for you, how the fear shows up for you in relation to your writing. give you about another minute to just jot down what comes up for you. Okay, so I'm going to keep going. You may have more to say, but we're going to move forward. So the next step, and this is really where this process becomes, potentially becomes a spiritual practice and one that really has the power to transform your relationship with your writing and your life and yourself. If you become willing to accept that all these uncomfortable feelings and, excuse me, scary places that most of us want to push away and run from can actually be a doorway, an entranceway, a portal, then you have the potential to connect with what is on the other side of that doorway. So let's take our practice another step, and the next step involves connecting you with the love. So to the first part of this, I want to actually see if you can connect with your longing to write. You know, what is it that drew you really to be here? Why does writing matter to you? And, you know, let's step away from the fears that come up and just come back to a centered place in your body, with your breath, connect with your feet. And as you start to get more centered with your breath, start to remember why writing matters to you. I'm going to read a quote that comes from the choreographer, American choreographer from our last century and dancer, Martha Graham. It's a quote that's gotten pretty famous. It was shared in a conversation with another dancer who was feeling a great lack of faith in her own gift. And this quote, Martha Graham responded by saying, "There is a vitality, a life force, an energy, quickening, that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all of time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium, and it will be lost. The world will not have it. It is not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable, nor how it compares with other expressions. It is your business to keep it yours, clearly and directly, to keep the channel open." And that's what we're talking about here. How can you keep this channel open? And I think it's beautiful that she acknowledges that, you know, this question of, oh, it's not good enough, it comes up for everybody at every level in your career. And you have to, at some point, just recognize that that is never the right question. How it compares with anybody, is it good enough? It's always about keeping that channel open. So I want you to start connecting with why it matters that you write. And I want to remind you that from my perspective, it matters so much that you write. It maybe matters more than anything. It can help keep you sane, centered, connected to what really matters in your own life. I know for me, writing, without writing, I would not be alive. It's been my medicine, it's been my prayer, my food, my sustenance. And I think you're here because some part of you feels that writing really matters to you. It matters to your own life. Perhaps writing is part of how you bring your gift to the world, or perhaps writing helps you clarify your life so that you can bring other things into the world. You know, sometimes people write to get so centered that that it clarifies. Maybe writing is a gift to bring to the world, or maybe writing is a step. So right now, take a few minutes, please, to connect with your longing to write. Feel it in your body. Just allow it to be there to whatever extent you're able. I invite you to bring your hand to your heart. Simply feel the connection between your hand and your heart. Imagine you could breathe right in and right out from your heart. And take a few breaths this way. And now keeping your hand on your heart, keeping your breath centered on this heart, imagine that there's a circle suspended in the air right in front of your heart. And inside your circle is your writing. So start to feel what exists between your heart and your writing. See if you can feel a connection. And let yourself feel whatever comes up. There's no right, no wrong. Try not to judge what comes up. But just be like a detached observer, noticing what happens there. And then whenever you feel ready, I'd like you to, again, come to your page and write down this phrase, "What matters now?" And just write down whatever came up about you and your connection with your writing. And again, I'll be quiet for a minute or two for you to just write down what matters now between your writing and your heart. Okay, and you know, there may be more, but I'm going to ask you to just bring this to a close for now. And we're going to shift again to where it gets hard for you to write. You brought some attention to the fears and judgments that came up. Now you've connected again with what's between your heart and your writing. So go to, you know, you started writing like a list or some things. I'd like you now to choose one thing and make a decision to just focus on that right now. One fear, one place where writing gets hard for you, and just write that down. And now we're going to see if we can do a little magic alchemy on this call. Ask you to just kind of shake out a little bit and come back to your center. Come back to your heart, your hand on your heart. Talk a little bit about this portal of love. My suspicion is that, you know, the fears that came up for you and this one fear that you're choosing to focus on, that is probably a very tender place. And this tenderness, by its very nature, is something that we want intact for you as a person and as a writer. And this is part of why it's so important that when we're talking about writing, that we approach this fear really with delicacy and respect. Because if you pretend that it's not there and not a vulnerable place, you lose something really important. That's important. The fear is so close to the part of you that wants to write. And if you stomp over it to, you know, crush that fear, you run the risk of losing your heart, exactly where you want, what you need to write from this deep and true place. So let's see if we can open up to this fear now and turn it into a portal of love. So you've chosen one thing to focus on for your fear. So if you can connect with that right now, connect with how it makes you feel, this one fear of yours. And feel, if you're able, just feel in your body a little bit how it feels, fear, how it affects you. And now, please make sure that, you know, if your hand isn't on your heart, come back to placing your hand on your heart. Feel this connection between you and your heart. Feel this, again, that circle suspended in front of your heart where your writing lives. Feel the connection between your writing and your heart. Feel the connection between your writing, this one fear that you want to explore, and your heart. Notice what comes up when you bring your writing, your heart, this fear together. And to really have this be an alchemy, we have to bring in the great love, what I call the great love, the love of spirit. Whatever word works for you, source, higher self, the universe, God, goddess, whatever language you use for this presence of the sacred, I'd like you to open up to that and open up to the aspect of that. At presence, which is unconditional love. I've come to feel more and more that this whole field of spirit and source and God is about love. But especially that each of us really is surrounded by this presence of unconditional love, and maybe that's something you already know, and maybe it's something you've been a little far away from, and maybe you've never connected that to your writing. But right now, and even maybe it doesn't feel real to you, but I ask you to just imagine that it could be real, that there is a presence of unconditional love that exists for you, that there's some kind of great love of life itself, of the universe itself, the sacred, that is a palpable force, a great loving force that's directed towards you, so that you are being bathed in this presence of love. And to whatever degree you can, just see if you can feel that, receive that. And as I said, if you can't, just imagine for these few moments that it could be real. Our imaginations are very real and helpful. They create shifts. So bring your awareness to this bath of love. Let yourself be bathed by this love. And now bring your awareness again, while this love is bathing you, to this fear. And see if you can let this fear be bathed, be soothed, be held in the presence of this great unconditional love. Connect in with this fear. Ask it, is it able to receive this love? Maybe not. But just see if you can keep bringing this love into connection with this fear, is bathing this fear with this love. And then ask this fear, of yours, if you have permission, dialogue with it. Imagine that this fear of yours is a very small and very frightened child that you now are holding, and this great field of love is holding you, holding this fear. And you start to see that this child is actually a part of you that got lost a long time ago. So see if you can feel this child. See if she will let you hold her. Imagine that you're holding this very frightened child who's lost, who's confused. But she's also a part of your creativity. And ask her if you have permission to dialogue with her. Tell her you want to understand why she is so frightened. Not because she's doing anything wrong. Not because you want to change her. But simply because you love her and are concerned and you want to understand her pain. So see if you can do this to whatever degree is possible. And whatever comes up, I'd like you to write down just whatever she wants you to know about her fear. Write it down. I want to pause now, see if anybody would like to share anything of what came up. I wanted to say a little bit about this process that we're doing and where the alchemy, the transformation comes in. What we're doing tonight is really important. First step in this process is opening up the possibility of understanding what is held in this fear. That is a step that is often just ignored or bypassed. And as I've been saying, you know, for writers, this vulnerability here often is containing or protecting is something we need. So to allow this process to become the true alchemy that can transform the fear into love, the first thing we need to do is approach this fear with the presence of love. And as we do that, if we do that, and then take the step of asking to understand this fear, and so often when you do that, you know, we're in, you know, a kind of introductory process where we're moving a little bit quickly because of just sort of the nature of like one free call. Like, I want you to get a taste of it, but, you know, there's obviously when we're working together in a program, in a group, we have more time and we create enough safety so that you can go deep into this and really transform it. But I wanted you to tap into the potential that's here because this invitation to listen to the fear, and very often when you do that through writing and not talking, you will receive information, insights that you couldn't receive any other way. Just the invitation to open up, to explore the fear through writing is the beginning of the transformation. Then doing that with the presence of this great love But then the step beyond that, you know, once you begin to understand what's there, is you open up this whole process of learning from the fear and letting the fear receive the love that it really needs.
Sorry, but that should have been part of the installation.
Yeah.
But it was redirected to my cell phone because it wasn't in service for a month.
We're having some background noise. If you could mute your line.
Let's just get over here.
Yeah. So, take a minute, few minutes now to see if anybody wants to share what came up for them in that, you know, process that we just went through, and to see, you know, to see what came through, and if we're beginning to get any bit closer to really transforming this fear through this love, and we can talk more about that. Does anybody would like to share what came through for them?
Yes, I would. This is Joanne. Go ahead. This is Joanne. And what came up for me in holding this little girl, this part of myself, is that she was revealing that she can only remember what she wants to write about, which is about trauma, in small little increments. So I named it, or she tossed the word out, snippets. I don't know if that's a real word. But I know that I have permission to write about it by doing it in small little increments. So I might call it snippets of wholeness, or snippets of something, or snippets of prayer. And that has now opened, it's transformed that fear. What is that? And that is how I can see the door of it. Like, wow. It's by not shaming myself, or accepting how the writing wants to come.
Yeah.
Snippets, small, tiny increments of a thing, not like the tome or the novel. And therefore, I take the pressure off about what, how it's, you know, it's just got a different format. It can just come out in tiny pieces.
I love that. Snippets, great word. I think you just made it up.
Yeah.
It's a great word. But it makes so much sense. I mean, you know, that when the writing is revealing trauma, that, yeah, we have to do it in little, small pieces. We don't want to re-traumatize ourselves.
Right, and I didn't know that till today.
I mean, this is just beautiful. You know, just by really listening, you learn something that then changes everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. What did you say? Snippets of... of wholeness.
Snippet.
Okay. Great. I love the word. Yeah. So beautiful. So you start to see how it can shift. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Joanne, was there someone else who wanted to share their process?
I would like to share. This is Catherine.
Yeah, Catherine. Great.
The second time we focused on the space between the heart and our writing, I instantly felt the universe. I felt like a universal love, and I could actually see the universe, like the dark space and the galaxies and the clouds and the stars. So I felt like a universal love.
Yeah.
And when I focused on that fear for me, and I didn't even realize this was a fear for me. It just, when you say I write it, it just came out, and it was clarity. I have trouble speaking clearly and telling people or writing what I really want to say. And the trouble with the clarity was me not understanding me. Therefore, I have trouble with clarity.
Yeah. So like
it's,
the confusion.
It's not the writing that's unclear. It's me that's unclear.
Right. So what it sounds like the confusion, the lack of clarity, is a way of protecting you from something. Is that feel accurate? Or not?
I'm not sure. That's what I got so far. It's like, one of my fears is clarity. I don't write because I feel I'm not clear enough. But it's not necessarily the writing that's not clear. It's me not understanding me, myself. Like, I'm not going deep enough in understanding myself to put out any people, to let people know what I'm really trying to say, because I don't understand myself.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going deep enough into myself. So that was one of the fears that I didn't know I had about writing until today.
Wow.
I've used so many other excuses, but that was never one of them.
Wow.
Today.
Well, how do you feel like that helps you to know that fear?
It does. It really did. It's huge. I started crying actually when I did that, because it's huge relief that is one of them. And now I understand how to go about writing. Is I need to go deeper within myself and take my time and understand.
Yeah. Wow, that's really powerful. And writing, I mean, that's the thing. Writing is such a powerful way to more deeply understand yourself. But you have to sort of allow it to be for you, and, you know, without the pressure to share with somebody else, but let writing be a gift from you to you. So thank you. I'm so glad, Catherine. That's really beautiful to hear.
Thank you.
Is there anything else anybody wanted to share from the process? I don't know, Angela.
I'd like to share. I came up with something also about understanding. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I came about what the kind of thing after the we were doing that, holding the child. It was like the thing that came up was like, I want understanding. I want understanding, and no one understands me. Mm-hmm. And kind of, I realized I've got myself into this cage, where writing for me has been a way to relieve my loneliness in the past when I've been able to do it. I have a fear of my, but I know that when I do that, I also become alone, because it's like I'm afraid that my true self comes out. You see what I mean? So because I don't feel like my true self, no one understands who I am, my true self. I'm not able to express that. I'm not able to be my true self out of fear of persecution or repercussions. And then when I've turned to kind of writing to get out of that comes up. And then it's like a kind of shame or fear that, so it's like it's a tight, lock tight kind of cycle. And the only way out of it, like, that I realized for myself is love. I mean, it's just unconditional love, from God, that's like this kind of accepting. And it's like when you were guiding us to try to feel that, it's just, I cannot feel that. I mean, I believe in God deeply, and I've just never been able to feel that love. And part of it, I think, is because I didn't have a mother growing up. And I don't know what that kind of mother love feels like. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only way I kind of know what it feels like is when I give it to my daughters. I mean, so I tried to kind of imagine how they must feel. Yeah, but it's still not the same as like receiving. It's a problem with receiving. I've just only I mean, my way that I've been able to deal with it is just like to change myself to be, give what others want, whether it's a different version of myself or just give, something that they want to hear or see. But it's not like receiving,
it's very, very deep what you're saying. And, the initial part of what you're saying of kind of like sort of like the catch-22 of like, you need writing to connect with your true self, but then there's a fear that you'll be more you know, deeply alone. But and the only sort of healing for that is to receive this love, but it's hard for you to receive it. And, you know, I want to share with you that, you know, as I said, I've been teaching writing and working with this for a long time, but this my true ability to receive this love, and why I'm, you know, bringing this work out more deeply, shifted for me this fall. You know, you talked about not having mother's love. I grew up with a mother who was profoundly mentally ill my whole childhood and profoundly brain damaged my whole adult life. So I had a mother, but I did not have a mother's love. And yet the journey of healing that, there was this, I mean, it's been a long process. But my mother died this past September. And in the process of healing my whole relationship with her, I began to open to this portal of love as something that I could actually receive into my body in a way that I never had before. And it changed everything for me. And like you, you know, I had always believed in God and, you know, known God, but I didn't have the capacity to receive because of this deep wound. And now I do, and I am so committed to helping other women be able to receive this great love. And like I say, it's a practice. It's not necessarily something that's all going to happen, you know, in one call tonight. But I do know that if you're open to the journey of, you know, receiving it into these hard places, it can make the world of difference. But it's not, you know, it needs a lot of trust and a lot of care.
Yeah. I mean, it's very scary for me to think about, like, exposing myself or, you know, to whoever. I mean, people won't accept me, you know, this, and then I'll be alone, you know, and then, you know,
You know, and I think, you know, I hope that each of you is getting a sense from what I'm saying and from what, you know, the other women on the call are saying is that each of us has our own sense of what's incredibly vulnerable about this writing process. It is scary and it's, you know, it's risky. I mean, and yet it's also, it's so important. And, you know, my goal and vision, you know, in creating Women's Voices Rising and, you know, is to really create a community where we have the support to look deeply at these most vulnerable places, because what's being blocked, you know, what I'm hearing from each of you is like some part of your true self. And, you know, like I said, I know that, you know, I'm opening up something here that's definitely tender, and I want to just acknowledge that. You know, it's kind of a risk for me to say, do I really want to do this, you know, on a free call? Because, you know, I didn't want to open up things that were going to be too much for people, but at the same time, I wanted to give you a sense of what's possible. But I want to say I made this decision, you know, after the call last week is to, you know, I mean, definitely, you know, there's the teleclass, which starts next week, which is exploring the fear isn't the only thing we do, but it's a part of this process of creating safety for you to write. But I would like to just extend to each of you a session with me, no charge, just, you know, to just, you know, you've each opened up something deep, and it's not something that, I'd like to just offer you another level of support to just, you know, to see kind of what to do with what came up for you. More than we can do, you know, we're going to end this call in a couple minutes, but I just, you know, if you would like to take me up on that offer, you know, send me an email. Let me know, you know, some good times for you, especially, you know, the rest of this week. And if you think you might be interested in the Women's Voices Rising class, you know, certainly the, you know, the registration is open. There's some, you know, discount if you're on this call and you decide to register. But you may want to have a conversation with me, especially, you know, those of you who you know, are very new to me and this process. I just want to honor, you know, the vulnerability of what we've opened up and offer you some time with me to talk about it further. I'd love to, you know, to just give you that time as a gift. So, you know, you don't have to say anything now, but you can, if you don't, I think everybody on this call at least has my email, right? Way to get in touch with me?
Yes.
But, you know, I want to just kind of bring us back out to, you know, just this possibility. You know, each of you's touched on things. This love, this great, you know, love is so transformative. And a sacred community of women opening up their voices is deeply, deeply supportive. You know, part of what happens when we're in a circle together, you know, in a class where we all are exploring, is that you really start to know in many ways that you're not alone. And some of these fears, you know, they keep you isolated. There's the, you know, the fears of being alone. But there's a certain commonality. You know, it manifests differently for each of us, and yet a certain commonality of, you know, the fears stopping something that's so important. So, you know, one of the things that happens in the program, in the Women's Voices Rising class, is we create a sacred community. We exploring the fears with this love is one step of what we do, but we also cultivate a relationship with the writing that's based on strength, that's based on not being alone. The sacred community, the sense, we did the visualization in the beginning of the call of, you know, this whole circle of women's voices rising. So, you know, it's always a paradox with writing. It's a very internal process. It can feel very alone, lonely. The fears are very, can be very intense. And yet, on the deepest level, when we start to know that we're never alone, that there is a source of support beyond us, that also can really shift things. And that's something that really we cultivate in the Women's Voices Rising class. You know, and I'm sure, you know, there's information on the class, on the website, there's registration, but there's this, you know, if you sign up with a friend, which can be a way to create the community, that your friend gets a significant discount. But I, you know, I want to just bring our call back today to this community, to this sense that right now, whatever's come up for you, you're not alone. As I said, you know, I would be so honored if you would take me up on your on this offer, and, you know, we could find a time to give you some more private in-depth attention to look at what's come up for you. The program itself is a powerful container for having the safety of a group, the safety of the space that I create. I take very seriously creating a very safe and sacred space for the classes that I teach, because I know I'm dealing with, you know, very vulnerable material. But as I've said, and as I think you're starting to see, understanding what's there, you know, with a lot of care and respect and love, we can start to shift. And when we start to shift some of these places that keep us held back, the opening is really, it's kind of unimaginable, but it's real and it's profound, And because, you know, as you know, some of you said, like, it changes your relationship between you and you. And that's kind of what it's all about in this world. So I know we've gone over time. I want to, you know, bring us to a close, but I just want to open up again to see if, you know, if you have questions, anything you want to share or ask. I'm happy to, you know, stay on for as long as your questions are, but I totally respect your time. I don't want to prolong this, if, you know, but I really do want to give you a chance to ask or say anything about,
yes,
you know, what we've done tonight.
This is Joanne. I just want to thank you and my fellow travelers here on this call. And I'm standing at the portal. I see it's like depicted in like movies, like where the white light tunnel comes, right? And then there's that thing you have to do to step into it. So The portal's here. And I think my next level of work with you, with us, is going to be stepping right into that light, because I thought what was on the other side of fear was just going to be darkness, like something I still, you know, like blindness.
Mm-hmm.
But it's opposite. I can see my inherent goodness, which the trauma made me think that my original life was always a space of violation. And this portal, and I didn't want to know any more about it.
Yeah.
This day has been about, I've just been wrong. That's not the truth. I am inherently good. I see it. I feel it right now. So I'm looking forward to this next period of time and stepping into the portal of light, into the light. Thank you.
I mean, that's so profound, you know, to begin to see the truth.
Yes.
And to begin to know it, that you're inherently good.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the deepest thing that I want to teach is self-love. I mean, yes, I mean, if you really have self-love, then the writing comes. But it's not a simple thing if you've had a history of trauma. It's not simple at all. Because who you are has gotten so, you know, buried, covered over. I mean, that's the deepest violation that there is, right? I mean, that's why it's a violation, is because your inherent goodness gets obliterated. So I bow to you. I'm very moved by this recognition, and that's really, you know, one of my deepest hopes, that what can come out of this work. You know, and like you, I mean, you know, I think for any of us who are trauma survivors, it can take a long time to recognize we are inherently good, but it also can happen, you know, it's like that switch gets turned on, and then it changes everything. And, you know, my hope is that by taking the risk to address the question of trauma and fear, and acknowledge the impact it has, is that, you know, this opens up for more and more of us. It's like, oh, I see. I am worthy of love. So, it's beautiful, Joanne. Thank you. Is there anyone else who wants to say or ask anything?
I'm Kiss Catherine. I just want to say thank you. Your visualizations definitely helped open up a new space for me to explore and to pass through. It's something that hasn't come up for me before until today. So I just want to say thank you for helping me get to that place.
You're welcome, Catherine. I'm so glad, really glad to hear. Really glad you were able to be here tonight and that you got to somewhere new. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you, and you're welcome. Mm-hmm.
This is Angela. I also wanted to thank you, and today I realized that When you asked, like, what matters now, like, the word that came to my mind was freedom. And then kind of as we progress, like, I realized what I want freedom from is this sort of this airtight logic I have this of being trapped in this kind of loneliness. I think walking through that on the other side, somehow just break that cage, you know, like killing it or destroying. You know, it's because this kind of that logic is keeping me in this cycle of being lonely anyway, and you know, it's just so it's that's the only way that I'm going to be free. You know, it's from that.
Wow, that's great, and it's like that freedom. You know, the word, the feeling. It's like that can be. You know, like your North Star, you know, like kind of guiding you, like what, you know, what's going to lead you closer to it, you know, but also, as you know, it's like, you know, to move toward it, you also have to touch what might keep you away. So,
yeah.
Really, it's quite profound. I am really moved by, you know, the depth of each of you sharing yourself and opening up new places in yourself. You know, as I said at the beginning, this is very sacred work for me, and I really honor your journey. And, you know, I'd love to have you consider joining the program, the Women's Voices Rising class. I'd love to have you, you know, consider just doing a complimentary session with me. And I'm not going to be putting any pressure on you. I'm not that kind of person. I mean, I just truly want to know, you know, if I can help. And I recognize that, you know, this class today is, you know, opening up a big piece. So just want to offer you that as a gift to help you, you know, integrate and process the next step, and I truly, you know, the whole, you know, Women's Voices Rising program is to help you have the deep support of a group, the sacred community, you know, my teaching and mentorship, and to keep invoking your own connection with what's sacred, your own connection with this love, and keep allowing it to be a portal, you know, that you can step through and receive it, and recognizing that everything I'm talking about tonight, you know, it's about a practice and a process and a journey. It's not like it's a, you know, kind of magic wand and, you know, one step and you're done, but it's a true spiritual path and creative path, and if you walk on it, the gifts are many, and, you know, I think each of you have gotten a little sense of the potential gifts. So thank you for, you know, taking the time to stay on longer than, you know, any of us originally planned. We just kind of went to a deep, I mean, we always go to a deep place, but each of you opened up a lot that, you know, I really wanted to make space for. So I just want to encourage you to be very gentle with yourself, with what came through you today. You know, pay attention to it, whatever you wrote, you probably want to look back on again over the next few days. And it may be, you know, that it's not appropriate to share it yet. You know, it's really, there's a lot of intimacy in this work, and you have to kind of honor some boundaries about, you know, sharing what comes through in this way, because you're in a relationship with parts of yourself that have been hidden from you. So, you know, one of the kind of principles of, you know, alchemy and a certain kind of magic is the power of containment. So I just want to offer that to you to just keep this, you know, close to you and your heart, you and your relationship with the divine. You know, honor this in that way. And I would love to hear from you and connect with you further if that's the right thing for you. And any, you know, help spreading the word about this process. I'll be doing, you know, doing another call like this on Thursday. It's the morning time, and the program starts next week. But probably later in February, you know, I'm gonna keep doing more free calls like this. I'm kind of figuring that out yet, but just to, you know, help open up this place of, you know, fear and writing that just isn't a place that gets a lot of light brought to it. So let's just bring the sense of a circle together, the sacred circle that we've created, and this circle between you and your heart and you and your writing. Maybe bring your hand to your heart again as we close. And just kind of bow your head, like let your chin drop down to your heart in a gesture of recognizing that your head for the moment is surrendering to the wisdom of your heart. That's what comes through when we write in this way, in this really sacred circle, is the wisdom of the heart. And really, I give such gratitude that we have a way to get to the wisdom of the heart. Because we need that. So I'm thankful for this circle tonight. Thank you for your presence. Thankful for the great presence of the sacred and the love. And the healing, beginning of a healing that you may have received. And yeah, your own heart is so wise and so wants you to connect and listen. And this simple practice of placing your hand on your heart when you feel afraid or when you feel disconnected from yourself. And, you know, and just that phrase, what matters now, when you come to that phrase from a practice of connecting with your heart, even for really just a minute, and then write. I mean, that in itself is a practice that can just help you so much and reveal so much to you. So, you know, if I never hear from you again, never speak to you again, I also just want you to walk away with, you know, tools and practices that you can come back to again and again. So once again, thank you so much. It's been a privilege to share this time with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Deeply welcome. Yeah.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night. You too. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.